Wildlife advocates say an increasing number of native animals are being shot with arrows fired from high-powered hunting bows. Statistics show crimes involving these weapons have increased almost fourfold in the past 5 years. But hunters say their sport's being tarnished by the actions of a reckless few. Lorna Knowles reports.
Beautiful.
6-year-old Patrick Innes has been shooting at targets with a bow and arrow since he was 3 years old.
I actually use 2 fingers and my thumb to hold my bow, and the limbs have the most power when you draw back.
The little boy has a compound bow, which uses a system of wheels and cables to improve the speed and accuracy of arrows. He's the youngest member of the Avon Valley Archers Club, gathered here in the foothills of the Barrington Tops for their fortnightly target shoot.
What's fun about archery? What's the best thing about it?
You know that you could once hit the targets, and you know that it's going to be a different target every time.
Patrick loves his sport, but there's a growing push to ban his bow. Leanne Taylor is the general manager of the wildlife rescue organisation WIRES.
We've seen consistently over a number of years cases reported to us of native animals that have been targeted by bow hunters. It's a very prolonged death and immense suffering for an animal that is injured in that way and still mobile.
Ms Taylor has backed calls by the New South Wales Greens for the compound bow to be listed as a prohibited weapon, like the crossbow. Greens MP David Shoebridge describes the compound bow as a lethal weapon.
A compound bow, a modern compound bow, is every bit as lethal as a crossbow. And in fact, they are capable of delivering a lethal projectile at least across a football oval, a couple of hundred metres from the user. And that, for me, is a weapon that should be regulated and require a licence.
Figures obtained by PM show that crimes involving the use of bows in New South Wales has almost quadrupled in the past 5 years. In 2009-10, there were 11 offences committed with bows, mostly malicious damage to property. In the past year, there were a total of 41 crimes recorded. David Shoebridge again.
We have seen examples in suburban Sydney where bows and arrows have been used literally in backyards and flown and struck people hundreds of metres away. We need laws now to regulate this activity. Now, there are good users and bad users, and that's what we have a regulation regime and a licensing regime for.
Back at the Avon Valley Archers Club, Coach Lynn Fairhall believes that archers and hunters are being unfairly maligned.
Archery is not a blood sport. There are people who go out and hunt, and 99% of those who go out and hunt are ethical hunters, are doing the right thing. Unfortunately, it's the small percentage that give our sport an incredibly bad name.
Mrs. Fairhall used to take her young boys hunting and says it taught them discipline and respect for the environment.
The children learn how to stalk in on an animal quite, you know, and you have to be very close to get a good shot away. They would not be allowed to take that shot unless we knew that it was going to be, you know, the animal would die. Our children learn how to pretty much harvest the animal, so if it was a goat, we would take meat, we'd take the skins, the horns or whatever.
She worries that the rising number of native animal shootings and crimes involving bows pose a real threat to her sport.
We are at risk, and I think this is where we need to show the general public that we aren't redneck, knuckle-dragging people that come from the deep south. We are actually very intelligent, well-educated people who believe our sport gives discipline. I deal with many people with disabilities, young people with ADD, Asperger's, autism, all those sorts of things. They do well in this sport because it's something that's very controlled and disciplined.
Archery coach and bow hunter Lynn Fairhall ending Lorna Knowles' report.